Sitting in my favorite downtown pub has become a fond memory, as New Mexicans have been ordered to stay home and most businesses to close, all to slow community spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus. The pub was where I often wrote letters in a notebook with detachable pages using my favorite pen. Sometimes other people would notice what I was doing and they'd make a remark about the lost art of letter writing. Well, that's a lament that goes back to the ancient world. Even the Roman statesman Cicero complained that no one wrote letters anymore. The letter's time as a serious art form may well have passed, but there's no rule that says letters must be public-facing literary endeavors, that they must be beautifully handwritten, or that you must fill several pages with scintillating prose and sagely wisdom. Indeed, those pressures often serve as excuses, the way we excuse ourselves from other things like going to the gym or taking up yoga or meditation or any of those things that we say we want to do. The most famous excuse for not writing letters is, "I don't have time." Well, a great many of us have some time now. Whether we're fortunate enough to have a home stocked with jigsaw puzzles, games, and books, or privileged enough to have collections of DVDs or subscriptions to streaming movie services, there is likely time now to write some letters, and their value is more than you might estimate. Seniors in nursing homes and inmates in prisons are cut off from visitors, but they can receive letters, and a paragraph jotted on an index card can make someone else's day. But that's just the beginning. Write another paragraph, if you want. I mean, you make the rules in this game. Describing something that made you laugh today. Or write, "Here is something I wonder about," and then keep writing. If you're a doodler, decorate the paper. Nothing will leave the recipient any poorer. I mean, have you ever heard anyone say they hate receiving a personal letter? But even that is not the end. You can also express whatever you're thinking and feeling about the coronavirus pandemic. Or alternatively, might be an opportunity to write about something else, anything else. Taking a moment to reflect and report on your experience, one sentence at a time, is more cleansing than you might expect. It also creates a document that may be valued by generations to come. I mean, think of World War II letters or letters from the Great Depression. These are heirlooms. They're historical documents and curiosities. When I first started writing to people, a stamp cost 15 cents. Now they cost 55 cents, or $1.15 for an international letter. It's still a bargain for all I get out of writing and receiving them. It costs little to give this a try, if you're at home with a bit of time on your hands. You can write to me, or just look for me on Twitter at @AlgernonWrites. With the Weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.